Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
6.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Careful. The health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob, you give great health.
Welcome you to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. It is my privilege and honor to be with you today. Long ago, I answered my chosen calling and my talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm. How awesome it feels to participate in a radio forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome or welcome back to the program, and I appreciate you tuning in. Remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So if you have an opportunity to go to your telephone right now and call into the show, I would suggest you do so. If you have a health dilemma, a health problem, a health quagmire, and want to get some advice free of charge, I'm here for you. You're invited to become independently healthy by seeking out and putting into action knowledge and information, as opposed to being dependently sick, which means you just passively flow through life and take the hard knocks school as they come at you, those events in life. This is your chance to resurrect your good health by asking that question and getting back on the road to recovery. You can call into the program now toll-free with a question about health or a health comment at 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. 1-888-553-7262. Now, many of you, if you were watching television, you were listening to the radio, you've noticed that there's been quite a stir, quite a controversy as it relates to measles and how there was a large outbreak at Disneyland in California. And now, of course, we have measles outbreaks going on in various pockets of the United States, not all of which have been linked to the Disneyland outbreak. But this last week, interestingly enough, you know, a couple of potential presidential candidates weighed in on it. People were asking them questions about measles. And Chris Christie, they tried to catch him in one of those things, asking him a question. He answered it. They assailed his answer, even though he's, fine with taking vaccines himself. And then they asked Dr. Rand Paul, who is a medical doctor himself. They asked him a question about vaccines. He answered the question, and they've gone after him in a big way. Now, we've got the audio on his response, and here it is.
I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. I'm not arguing vaccines are a bad idea. I think they're a good thing. But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children. And it is an issue of freedom.
It is. It gets down to the issue of freedom. And, of course, his whole point was that nobody should be able to force you into getting a vaccine against your will or the will of, on behalf of your children. First of all, it is weak, very weak. I invite you to do this, though, you know, because this topic is so complicated and it can go so long. We could take the entire show, all 3 hours and beyond, to talk about it. But the best thing I can invite you to do is go to my website and read an article that'll take you all of 3 minutes to read, authored by a medical doctor who was also a pediatrician. Now, he explains his viewpoint on vaccines and measles. Now, he's treated thousands and thousands of patients and is a very prominent and very well thought of medical doctor pediatrician on the subject. So I would suggest you go to my website, click on the Facebook page, roll down. You'll see his face there with a stethoscope around his neck. Dr. Robert Mendelson, MD pediatrician, and his view on measles and vaccines. Because, you know, personally, I had to, and my wife had to, make this decision almost 40 years ago because our oldest daughter, who is going to be 40 this year, we had to make a decision on vaccination when I was in college and didn't know hardly anything about this topic. And after I sat in my pediatrics, immunology, and hygiene, sanitation, and microbiology class, and one of the teachers within that class was a doctor, a professor, who had two doctorates. She was also an RN before her doctorates. She started showing us charts where she proved to the class that measles was going away way before the vaccine was even invented or used. It was burning itself out, which most of these diseases have and do. They burn themselves out. It's cyclic, like everything in life. And proved to us by the very statistical medical charts that exist that anybody can find out about. And after she did that, and this was in the process of my wife and I making the decision, after I saw that and saw that, you know, measles is pretty much a benign disease. You can get over it in a society where you have good hygiene, good sanitation, good health, and you're not in a poverty situation. It may be different there. My wife and I made a very important decision on behalf of our children, and that is to not go with the prototypical vaccines. And it was the best decision we've ever made. We have 6 children, none of whom are vaccinated. We have 9 grandchildren, none of whom are vaccinated, and they're all healthy. In fact, my oldest daughter, who was the first one we had to make the decision on, is a registered nurse today in the ICU department of a hospital. So it was tough. But I don't begrudge anybody making that decision on behalf of themselves or their children. If you want to vaccinate your children, go ahead. But you shouldn't be able to force me to vaccinate mine or myself against my will. I mean, think about this question by itself. If people are so worried about getting measles and they go ahead and they get the vaccine for themselves and they believe that that vaccine actually works, why are they so worried about other people becoming near them that aren't vaccinated? Because if the vaccine is said to do what you believe it does, meaning it works, which it doesn't, then what's to worry about it? So if you're vaccinated and you're around somebody who doesn't have a vaccine, you can't get it, right? Because the vaccine's working for you. Just think about that a little bit. But this is where my eyes were opened up, was through that experience. And, you know, through my practice career of seeing over 30,000 patients, I knew the majority of the patients that were walking into my office had vaccinated children. And there wasn't a single opportunity or time where I said to somebody, okay, so if you're vaccinated, you can't be a patient of mine because I have a different belief system. And I do. I am biased against vaccines. I chose not to vaccinate. Well, not really, because my wife breastfed all of our children. And they were imparted through the breastfeeding a mild form of inoculation and resistance to these different diseases. Unfortunately today, because of artificial vaccinations and all the chemical soup that goes along with them, especially with the various chemicals that are in there, you'd never know. I mean, that's the problem. But don't believe me. Read the words of a pediatrician, MD, when he writes about this topic on my website. And there are other, of course, things there as well besides his words and his, you know, his thoughts on it. There's other information. You'll be able to see it. It's there on my website for the reading. And when we come back from this next break, we'll have for you the health alternative of the week. And then I'm going to be talking about the flu. And, you know, the flu season is here. People are worried about it. People are getting hit with signs everywhere. They turn into the grocery store, the drugstore. There it is. Flu shots available. Doctors are still telling people to get flu shots, even though they don't work. And we'll talk about that. We'll discuss that. And I want you to stay with us. But if you want to call in with a question about your health, because we don't need to stay on the topic of vaccines and flu and measles, open line health questions are available right now at 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. Call in right now with your health question. 1-888-553-7262. Coming right back. Hi, this is Dr. Bob.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Everybody say this with me. We ain't taking no meds. We gon' have to kick 'em out, kick 'em out, kick 'em out, kick 'em out.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R Bob.com.
Keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up without a Viagra. We're telling you now. Everybody's.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We've got a health poll question we'd love to get your opinion of that's on my website, and it goes like this. Based on the recent news about measles outbreaks, do you intend to get a measles shot? yes or no. Check it out. Now, before we get to the health alternative of the week, I just wanted to finish up with this conversation about measles. And if you look on the Facebook, you'll be able to see a little chart that shows that during the last 10 years or so, from 2004 to present, there has been zero deaths caused by measles in the United States. Zero deaths caused by measles in the United States. So what's all the hubbub going on? And there's been over 100 people die from the vaccine. And that's probably very underreported. And there's been many other people who have had all kinds of adverse reactions, paralytic reactions right down the line. Zero deaths over the last 10 years from measles in, you know, contracting measles in the U.S. That's according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Quasi Prevention. And over 100 deaths reported. That's probably underreported. The other thing you need to know is that Merck, the company that makes the MMR, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, right now they are being investigated by the government. Now, this is the company that spewed into the media and into doctors' heads that there's no connection between inoculations or vaccines and autism. Remember that? There's no possibility that there's a connection between a child developing autism, a brain disease, and getting a vaccine. Well, guess what? Now you have two whistleblowers coming out of Merck, the company that makes the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. You have two whistleblowers saying that they fraudulently manipulated the numbers to exclude certain groups so as to make it look like children weren't getting autism when they in fact were from the vaccine. And you also have a whistleblower right now out of the very company or the very governmental agency that we entrust to track these kinds of things, the CDC. You have a whistleblower that says they were complicit in manipulating and fraudulently reporting these numbers as they don't relate to autism. In other words, vaccines. So you can't believe anything coming out of the CDC, and of course you never believe Big Pharm either. Do they have products that help people? Of course they do, and some pharmaceutical companies are on the up and up, but they stand to lose millions and billions of dollars if something wrong or some bad press gets out. Well, now they're in court. The United States government is suing Merck and Company based on these fraudulent claims. But thank God for these whistleblowers stepping forward, or we never know truly that these children, who everybody has been saying, oh, it's not possible that children with vaccines can get autism. It is possible, and it happens a lot, and this is proof of it. Now, let's get to this week's health alternative of the week. At one point in time, I was a disbeliever about homeopathic medicines. Homeopathic medicines are based on elements that go into these medicines that are either plant, mineral, or animal products, where you take very, very minute quantities of these either plant materials like herbs and spices or minerals or animal products, and very, very minute amounts go into these homeopathic remedies, which are designed to rally the person's immune system against a particular symptom or disease, right? And at one point in time, just studying that for not knowing anything about it, I kind of judged it, and I said, oh, that doesn't work, homeopathic medicine, they don't work, and so I just poo-pooed it. I think I was in practice already maybe 4 or 5 years, and I still had this opinion of homeopathic medicine that it didn't work, and it was just a lot of placebo therapy. Then one of my children came home and had the flu, had influenza, which kids get because they swap spit and all kinds of things during school. So they got the flu, came home, and I got the flu because I didn't know that my child had the flu. And so I woke up one morning, and I kind of had a low-grade stomach ache. And I thought, well, I must have eaten something wrong last night. I had a whole long day of scheduled patients into the office, and I didn't want to, call in sick and have those patients not get the care. So I went in not realizing. I didn't realize I had the flu. I just thought I had a stomach upset from something that I ate the night before. So I went in, and as the morning went on and I continued to treat patients, I got worse and worse, and I started to ache, and I started to get chills. And then my posture even started to clump over and slump over. And one of my patients, I walked into a room, and the patient says, "Hey, doc, you don't look that well. You feeling okay?" And I said, "Oh, not really, but I'll get through this. Let's go ahead and give you the care you need." So this guy said, no, doc, you look bad enough. You need to be here. I need to be treating you." He pulls out of his pocket this little vial, which had these little tiny white tablets in it. And he says, "Hey, I've got this. It looks like you have the flu, doc." And I said, I'm not sure, but let's go ahead and treat you. He insisted that I take two of these flu tablets. That is something called oscillocosinim. Oscillocosinim. You can get it in the health food store. It's a flu homeopathic remedy. And to placate him, I said, "All right," just to get him off my back and get him out of the office because he was eating time up. And I had other patients waiting. I said, "Okay, all right, I'll take them." And so I threw these little homeopathic remedies in my mouth, and they eventually dissolved, and I went on my way, thinking, "Oh, well, he's gone. The problem's gone. I don't have to worry about that." Within an hour, hour and a half or two, a whole bunch of my symptoms started to go away. I mean, went away. And my posture changed. The chills went away. The low-grade fever that I was starting to run went away. The digestive problems went away. And so later that day, I had my secretary call this individual. I said, "You remember so-and-so came into the office, and he was down here. Would you get his home phone number? And I want you to call him and ask him to spell the homeopathic remedy that he gave me earlier in the day. But don't tell him I want you to call it. You were interested in it because I told you about it." Because I still didn't want to admit that homeopathic remedies worked. She got the name of this, and I went to the health food store and I got some more, and I treated my family with it. They got all better. I've treated friends with it. They improved with flu when they came down with it, and I started recommending it to my patients, and they had remarkable changes. So that was my epiphany of learning about homeopathic medicines and how they work, especially the flu homeopathic remedies, the influenzium, the oscillocosinum. You can get these at health food stores. They don't cause any drowsiness. There's no drug interactions. They're safe. There's no side effects. You can give them to children. You can give them to other people who are sick, and they get better. They just get better. And the reason that it works so well is because it's safe and it's effective, and it's been used on so many people. When we come back from the bottom of the hour news break here, we're going to have for you the health outrage of the week, but I'm also going to then tell you about the fact that flu shots, as we know them today, the prevailing flu shot today doesn't work in 97% of the people. How would you like to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and take your hard-earned money with you there, and the casino that you walked into says, "Okay, you have a 3% chance of winning. You have a 97% chance of losing. Are you down for that?" Now, most people wouldn't take that bet. I don't know what the odds are in Las Vegas. I don't gamble, but I think they're around what, Darren, 46, 47% on some games or something. At least you have like a 40% chance maybe on some games, maybe a little bit higher. But how would you like to, how would you like to go into Las Vegas and know that you're going to lose 97% of the time? Well, that's what happens when you take a flu shot. And not to mention all the mercury that's in it that you're taking into your body that's not good for you. Did I mention aluminum? Did I mention formaldehyde? And other things your body doesn't need or want. We'll talk about that after the bottom of the hour break and the health outrage of the week still ahead.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
To work, 800-525-6916.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. Where are you taking yours?
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
And we are back, and thank you for tuning into the program. Appreciate it. Coming up is the health outrage of the week, and then we're going to go back to phone calls after I speak about flu shots to our calls. David, you'll be first. Chris will be second. All the rest of you, if you want to join us and try to get in before the end of the hour, you can at 1-888-553-7262 or 888-55-DR-BOB. Now, before we get to the health outrage of the week, first this. Forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Gentlemen, listen up. It's not normal to have prostate issues at any age, and especially after age 40. If you find yourself getting up more than once a night, you got a swollen prostate gland. Now, you can either suffer through it, bite the bullet, keep doing the same thing you're doing, go in for invasive medical care and drugs, which have risky side effects, or you can do what a pharmacist did, and that was when he invented PT9. And he has extricated all these men, thousands and hundreds of thousands of men, from getting up at night and wasting time going back and forth to the bathroom, giving them a full stream by using this PT9. It has nine different ingredients in it, developed by a pharmacist, and it works. It gets results. So if you want improved flow, no urgency while sitting in, sitting in on an airplane or in the movie theater or driving your car or getting up all night long. Plus, it helps improve libido because it helps with testosterone as well. Call and order PT9. It's guaranteed to work or you get your money back. Call 1-800-317-9863. 800-317-9863 for PT9. PT9, you'll experience relief for yourself or your money back. Call now. You'll also get a free bonus gift of Heart Factors Plus. That's a supplement for the cardiovascular system, free of charge, just for trying PT9. 800-317-9863, PT9, 1-800-317-9863. Time now for the health outrage of the week.
I don't believe it. Come on. It's time for the health outrage because it's nothing but.
It's outrageous. So, of course, what I do this week is I post an article that was authored by a medical doctor, pediatrician, about his view on the measles vaccine and the measles controversy that's going on right now. And, of course, then you have individuals who, rather than debate the topic, will, you know, attack the messenger. This is always a classic ploy of people who don't have a very good argument. They hold all the garbage and none of the aces, and they don't know where to go, so they attack the messenger. You know, they attacked this prominent pediatrician, MD, schooled at the most prestigious medical school and, you know, a brilliant career as a medical doctor and his approach to vaccines and particularly talking about measles. So these Yahoo people who are the militant vaxxers spew out and go ad hominem names on that website on Facebook. You can read about it for yourself. They made themselves look like complete idiots because they are. And it's sad, but take a look at it. It's all there. They qualified as the health outrage of the week. Now, speaking of flu shots, you've heard by now flu shots don't work. The flu shot is a waste of time for 97% of patients. The vaccine developed only a year ago no longer matches, didn't match, because the virus has mutated so much. Even though they missed the prevailing virus, they said, well, still take it, you'll get something out of it. Well, it's even mutated further. The flu shot will protect just 3% of patients in the flu season. 3%, folks, if it works at all. And then you have to worry about the chemicals that are in there, the mercury, the aluminum, and all the other stuff. Not worth it. And then now doctors, especially, and now they're telling them in Europe, in England, to don't even worry about flu shots. Just wait till people come down with the flu and then start giving them flu drugs, you know, antiviral drugs. And, of course, the go-to drug will be Tamiflu, right? Well, it doesn't work either. Two findings that are notable. The drug, it turns out, does not reduce the chance of serious illness like pneumonia. Despite the claim that the company that makes it, Roche, this was the question independent researchers were seeking back in 2009, and I talked about it then, when they were denied access to Roche database for the first time, and the findings is, in a sense, unsurprising. Think about this. If a car company refused access to its crash test results, what might you think they showed? Well, still, this is no small matter. When Tamiflu was approved in 1999, it was, you know, I was in practice at the time, and I remember it was going to be the answer to all flu problems. Now, the drug is very pricey, but what they have found out is that it flat out doesn't work. And this was authored in the British Medical Journal. Two tenacious researchers pressured the company into releasing its original trials documents and took an even deeper look. But while awaiting further enlightenment, it appeared to have uncovered some critical facts. First, Tamiflu does not prevent serious illness and should not be recommended for this use. And second, the elderly and the chronic ill seem to gain nothing from the drug. The ones that are the most susceptible, the ones that are the most prone to having serious health problems with the flu. So Tamiflu, the treatment doesn't work either. What works? Well, I talked about it in the health alternative of the week, the homeopathic remedy Osilicosum, using vitamin D, vitamin A, plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, all of that, rest. All right, let's go to your phones now, phone calls, and say hello to our first caller, and that would be David. He's calling in from New Mexico. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. David, hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob, and thank you so much for your public service. My question is, I have a client who continuously is clearing her throat, so much so that she's beginning to take large quantities of Benadryl prior to going to bed at night to try to get a night's rest. Can you recommend or point me in a direction that I can forward to her what would be a good alternative natural product?
Okay, yes. Now, her body is making the mucus for a reason. The body produces mucus because it's trying to rid something from the body. It's a response to an irritation. It's a response to the invasion of something. So most likely what she has is either a sinus infection, post-nasal drip, or some type of ongoing throat involvement. So we want to use a clear nasal spray to clean out the nasal cavity because 90% of germs enter the body through the nose cavity. So we want to use clear nasal spray. And then there are natural antihistamines in the health food stores that don't have the extreme drying effect and the drowsiness effect of Benadryl, like butterbur, which is an herb that has strong antihistaminic effects. Stinging nettle works well. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid works well. NAC, N-acetylcysteine, works as a natural antihistamine. And quercetin. Send this to her, this information, and have her look them up, and it'll help her out. She should also not use sugar or dairy foods for at least 30 days to see what happens, and plenty of water. Thanks for calling and her.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
9863.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you are just tuning into the program, you've missed an awful lot. You can always hear the past hour or two where we've been on the air over on my website at our podcast area there at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com. And since you are going to be on the site, be sure to weigh in on our health poll question that we have there. And it goes like this. Based on the recent news about measles outbreaks, do you intend to get a measles shot? Yes or no? There you can also check out the Facebook posts. That the biggest Facebook response I've ever had was to this topic on measles. We have going on 7,000 people who have viewed a short opinion by a medical doctor, pediatrician, very prominent doctor who weighed in on his opinion of vaccines and especially measles. You got to read what he wrote and some of the comments that followed that. All right, let's go back to your calls and questions. Next up is Chris, and Chris is calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Chris. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Bob, and thank you. Boy, I'm so glad you brought up that subject and you have the courage to tell the truth. I became aware of the fact that measles epidemic started to go down way before the vaccines were actually either introduced or used. Apparently, there's a book written in the 90s, and I'll just make it short, called Against All Evidence, that looked at the scientific literature and concluded exactly that. Yes, vaccines may help, as you say may, but apparently epidemics go down way before they are introduced in some countries. So this being said, I thought the mercury was gone, but the main question I had is I have recurrent upper respiratory tract infections, meaning that when I have a cold or a flu, it lingers on, goes bacterial, and I don't know what to do. Beta glucans have helped, but I think my main problem is I have low secretory IgA, probably genetic, essentially no secretory IgA, and I was wondering what you might suggest.
Okay, this is an important question, and folks, Chris is a very astute person understanding the body, and it's true. And the secretory IgA begins in the gut wall. It begins in something called the brush border of your gastrointestinal tract where 70% of our immune system resides. So what if you have this kind of a chronic problem, we may be, you know, the weakness may be epigenetically expressing in the upper respiratory area, maybe the sinus or the lung or the sinus, but maybe the problem is truly in your gut. So what I would do, Chris, the way I would approach it, if you walked into an office that I was involved in, I'd say, okay, so you've done a lot of things. You're very aware. And if you're not a smoker and you don't have a horrendously bad lifestyle and you've already tried the beta-glucan and some other nutritional things and it's still not working, then I would say we're looking in the wrong area. We need to look at that secretory IgA and look at it in the gut, because we can actually measure it through your saliva and your stool and get a quantification of the number to see if there's something that is low or something that's compromising your gut biome, and see if there's an overgrowth of fungus, mold, and yeast. And usually with upper respiratory infections, especially with sinuses, we see, according to Mayo Proceedings, that 70% of these chronic infections that keep coming back are due to mold, fungus, and yeast. And until those are approached, not with antibacterial agents like antibiotics, but antifungal agents like oregano and garlic and olive leaf extract and grapefruit seed extract, and then pulling away the sugars. It's really the refined carbohydrates that feed these ongoing simmering low-grade viral bacteria, fungal, yeast, mold infection. So you got to go on a real strict low carbohydrate diet, meaning refined carbohydrates. And then seek out somebody, like maybe call over to Nutritional Testing Services and see if they can send you in through the mail a test kit to actually measure histologically the secretory IgA, and you know, you can get a quantification, a reading on what's going on right there in the gut, where all the action's at, where most of the immune system resides. And you can do that through saliva and stool. They send you a kit. It's got these little tiny vials in it. You spit in one vial, put a little stool sample in the other. It gets shipped off to a licensed laboratory that doctors use all over the world. That's, I think it's in the Pacific Northwest, either in the state of Washington or Oregon. And it measures about 21 to 25 different things, including SIGA. It measures for H. pylori. It measures for gluten intolerance. It measures for, you know, what kind of flora do you have, negative or positive rods. And you know, various other things like that, and parasites, too, so that we know what's going on. So we're not guessing, so we have a roadmap. Okay, so it's nutritional testing services. You want the comprehensive digestive test. In your case, I'd get the expanded panel. And you can get a hold of them at 800-606-8822. 1-800-606-8822. Meanwhile, I would use some whey protein or some glutamine. I would start taking some additional probiotics into your body, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the one that has the TH10 strain in it that really ramps up. I love beta-glucan, done many shows on that. Love that for modulating the immune system. Make sure you're getting a full complement of vitamin A, C, D, and zinc. And you should be able to know where you're at once you get the test, and then you'll have a bullseye to hit instead of guessing. Great call, Chris. Appreciate your feedback. Good health to you, sir. All right, coming up is the health mystery of the week. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
2. Looking for alternatives to risky prescription drugs and surgery? You found it. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
All right, and we are back, and coming up will be the health mystery of the week. Stay tuned for that. But first this, you know, it's if you have been or somebody you know has been recently diagnosed with the big C cancer, chances are you or they are experiencing a range of new and very scary emotions, from fear and anger to disbelief and sadness. And some people, when they get the diagnosis, they feel like it's, you know, end of their life. They know what might be in front of them because they've been around other people who have experienced the same thing. Know that there are alternative treatments that are available because there's been a lot of recent developments. Your doctor or doctors may not be up to speed on the advanced alternative medical field. Therefore, you should call Sunridge Medical Center and find out more about what they do. And offering up a wide variety of advanced alternative medical treatments for cancer, alternative medical treatments for autoimmune diseases, alternative medical treatments for heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and other difficult conditions which poorly respond to mainstream or conventional medicine. The questions that you have that follow a diagnosis are important. Time is of the essence. Go to their website. Check it out at sunridgemedical.com. Sunridgemedical.com, or call them toll free. 1-800-923-7404. They're treating people all over the United States. 800-923-7404. 04 or sunridgemedical.com on the internet. Time now for the health mystery of the week. This is interesting. What happens when you hurt yourself? How many times have you said, ow, or ouch? This is about how saying ow can actually ease your pain by interfering with signals to your brain. Crying out when we get hurt is a natural and unstoppable instinct. It's almost innate. Now scientists think they have found the reason to this mysterious yelp that we do. It helps us withstand pain. The effort of shouting the word ow interferes with pain signals traveling to the brain, the new study suggests. Scientists believe people shout out when they hurt because it interferes with the pain signals. Biologists have previously suggested that we have evolved to spontaneously shout out in order to warn others of danger. But the new research indicates that we may actually be distracting ourselves from the feeling of pain. How mysterious is that? People can withstand pain longer if they shout ow or ouch. We don't know why it works that way. And they have other words in other cultures that are very similar to it. That's why it qualified as the health mystery of the week. Well, we've run out of time, and I appreciate you being with us. Come back next week, bring somebody with you. And until we talk again, make it a healthy day and a healthy week. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well.
This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.